Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you might be joining us. Welcome to the Purpose and Beyond podcast. I am your host, Kelly R. Jackson. Let's just get right into it as we always do. It's time for our word for the weekend. One verse, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. How does that read in the New King James Version? The Bible says this: as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. How does that read in the New Living Translation? It says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. My brother, my sister, we are in an age of selfishness. I may as well just call it like it is. We're in an age of where we just want everything to be about us. We want everything to be focused on us. And many of us, if we're being honest about it, we're actually perverting the gifts that God has given to us. Each of the spiritual gifts that God has given, and I've been prone to say that as we go through the spiritual gifts, the Bible does declare that God has given everybody a spiritual gift. And as we go through the spiritual gifts and we look in the Word of God, we see why God gifted each and every one of us. God did not gift us with spiritual gifts so that we can enrich ourselves. God did not gift us with spiritual gifts so that we can have a platform, so that we can build things unto ourselves. God did not do that for those purposes. Even in the text that we're looking at today, even this one verse that we're looking at in 1 Peter chapter 4, the Bible says that God gave us these gifts so that we can minister to one another. Now, I think part of the confusion, y'all, is that we've forgotten what it means to minister to one another. We've forgotten what it means to serve one another. We've forgotten what it means to share our gifts so that others might be edified. And somewhere along the way, we lost track of what God intended. And I don't know how we did that, y'all, because we do have our Bibles. We do have our roadmap. We do have this Word of God to tell us exactly what God intended for us to do and be. I don't know how it is that we lost our way. I don't know how it is that we, again, can't seem to connect with what God wants as opposed to what we want. Now, it may be that we lost our way because we just chose to go a different way. And there's a difference, y'all, between losing your way and just choosing to go another way. And if we're being honest, and I know I've shared this in my teaching, I've shared this with you all in other areas of the podcast, I know I've shared it with the FTK church family, many of the problems that we have in our life, many of the problems that we have, particularly in the community of faith, is due to disobedience. We blame the enemy for so much. We blame the devil for so much. We blame other people for so much. But I'm just a firm believer, y'all, that if we just did what God told us to do, we would be okay. I think if we did what God told us to do within the body of Christ and use all of the spiritual gifts that we have to edify one another, we'd be okay as a church. And not only would we be okay as a church, y'all, we'd be okay in the world. We'd be okay in our communities. People wouldn't look down upon the church. If we haven't gotten to the point we were just so self-serving with everything that God has enabled us to do, I think we'd be in a much, much better place. And I think people would look upon the church more favorably. But here's the thing, y'all, as I hurry on today, one of the things that I've always talked about, and I pray I don't offend anybody there. I pray you don't feel like that I'm railing against the church as others have done, because I'm not going to tell you that the church is this or the church is that. I love God's church. I love God's church. I want you to be clear. And I think that I say the things that I say it from the heart because I do care about God's church. One of the things that I think that we're getting away from, again, is what God intended. I think part of the reason that we're missing this is because we've forgotten what God intended. As we look at the text on today, as we look at this verse that we have on today in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, Peter says, again, New King James Version, he says, each one of you has received a gift to minister to one another. In the New Living Translation, it says, God has given each one of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. And he says, use them well to serve one another. And I think what's happened, y'all, is that we've gotten to the place we just want too much attention. We've gotten to the place that we just want all of the glory onto ourselves. And God is a jealous God. God is not interested in sharing his glory with anybody. God is not interested in sharing the spotlight with anybody. And so as we have been given all of these gifts, and many of us are clamoring for these gifts, y'all, many of us desire these gifts. Many of us want to have four or five different spiritual gifts just to say that we have four or five different spiritual gifts. But can I help y'all on today? The more gifts God gives you, the more he expects you to serve. The more that God gives you, he doesn't expect you to point a spotlight on yourself. He doesn't expect you to draw attention to yourself. The more gifts that God gives you, the more service he expects out of you. And maybe y'all, that we've lost our way because we've lost the idea of what service is supposed to mean. Service isn't, it means just showing up and you all lavish everything upon me, attention, gifts, whatever it may be. Service is about how am I of service to the people of God? How am I of service? The Bible says here, good stewards. Now understand what he says in the New King James Version. He says, each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So when I get this gift, whatever God has given me to do, whatever God has empowered me to do, or whatever God has enabled me to do, it is my job, first of all, to be a good steward of the gift. Can I tell you what that means right now? God is calling on me after he gifts me to not pervert the gift, to not misuse the gift, to not put the gift up for sale. God is saying, be a good steward of the gift, which means I want you to manage the gift properly. I want you to use it properly. I want you to be wise with the gift that I have given you. And then the Bible says here, be good stewards of the manifold grace of God, minister to one another, which means that when I'm called on to use my spiritual gift, that there's no price tag attached to it. When I'm called on to use my spiritual gift, there's no tension that's attached to it. When I'm called on to use my spiritual gift, there's no arrogance or haughtiness attached to it, that I simply go and I serve, that I don't ask who's going to be there, that I don't ask what kind of crowd is going to be there, that when I'm given the spiritual gift, I say, I am here to serve, and I'm here to serve God's people, and I'm going to be a good steward of the gift that God has given me. Can I leave you all here with this? As being good stewards of the gift, please, my brother, my sister, don't waste the gift while you're looking for opportunity. Don't allow the gift to become stagnant because you're waiting for the quote unquote right platform, the right opportunity, the right venue to use your gift. Don't let your gift go dormant because you don't think the crowd is big enough, because you don't think it's going to bring as much attention, or even in this case of what I'm doing, podcasts and videos, that you don't think it's going to get enough views. Don't pervert the gift. Again, be a good steward of the manifold grace of God. Use your spiritual gift to minister to other people. This is what God gifted us for, not so that we can be show-offs, not so we can point to ourselves, but so that we can minister to one another, we can take care of the body of Christ, and then take care of the world at large. Sometimes, y'all, let me say this before we close, it's a thankless job. Sometimes you're going to use your gift and people are going to take advantage and they're not even going to say thank you. They're not going to honor you, but it's okay because the gift wasn't given to you so that you could receive honor. The gift wasn't given to you so that you could receive the glory. The gift, as the Bible says here, was given to you so that you could minister, so that you could be of service to the people of God and then to the people of the world abroad. This is why God gifted you, not for you, so that you can be of service to somebody else. Don't pervert the gift. Be a good steward of the manifold grace of God. Be a good steward of the gift that God has given you. And as the New Living Translation said, use your gifts well to serve one another. This ain't about people giving you the glory. This is about God getting the glory. Because God is the one that gave you the gift. And so let that be a lesson to us on today, that we are good stewards of our gifts. Many of you are listening to me right now, watching me on the video, and you've been gifted of God. And you're trying to figure out, what did God give me this gift for? It's right here in the Bible. God simply gave it to you to serve other people. Again, not to serve your own interests, not to get your name on the flyer or get your name on the platform or get your name in lights. God gifted you for one purpose, to serve other people. And when we serve other people with our God-given gifts, God gets the glory, and that ought to be enough to please us. Let's leave it right there. That's all the time that we got. I pray you all are blessed by this word for the weekend. Very quickly, let me give you our tag, as we always do. If you'd like to keep up with us, check us out at the ministry's website, www.krjministries.org. Again, www.krjministries.org. If you'd like to purchase any of our written works, check us out at the publishing website, www.krjpublishing.com. Again, www.krjpublishing.com. Wherever you listen to this podcast on the audio side, we encourage you, hit that subscribe button wherever you might be listening to us. Subscribe that way you know when new episodes are available. If you have social media, please, my brother, my sister, share it on your social media timeline and tell somebody if you're being blessed by the Purpose and Beyond podcast. If you're watching us on the video side on the Kelly R. Jackson Ministries YouTube channel or the Kelly R. Jackson Ministries Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube channel, hit like and follow on our Facebook page if you're being blessed by this video, if you're being encouraged by this video. And then do me that favor again, if you don't mind, share it on your social media timeline. If you're not ashamed, let somebody know I've been blessed by this video and I think you would be too. Listen, if you want to be a sponsor of this podcast, there are a couple of ways you can do so. If you want to be a sponsor of this podcast, you could do so by visiting www.patreon.com/purposeandbeyond. Check out the different levels of sponsorship that we do offer, some as little as $5 per month. If you don't want to do the whole Patreon thing, just want to sow directly into the ministry, you can do so by visiting www.krjministries.org/donate, and you can just donate directly into the ministry. Again, you can just give as little as $5 per month. All major credit cards and debit cards are accepted there as well. I would be remiss if I didn't invite you all to come to church, come to worship service with us at For the Kingdom Christian Church, where I am the pastor. We stream our services every Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m. on our Facebook page. Find us by searching For the Kingdom Christian Church or search FTK Church, or you can find us on our YouTube channel by searching For the Kingdom Christian Church. Like and follow our Facebook page. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. That way you can join us for worship service every Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m. If you're in the Detroit area, check out that Facebook page and find out how you can come by in person and worship with us. We do have in-person worship service. As we always tell you, we would love to see your face in the place. That's all the time that we have for Word for the Weekend. I pray that you all were blessed by what we had to share on today. God bless you and God keep you. It's my prayer as always. And we'll see you all next time. Be blessed.